So today I thought I'd do a podcast on one of my favourite subjects, one of my favourite TV shows actually, which is Doctor Who. And there's been a lot of chatter, a lot of talk recently, pretty much I suppose since season 11 started really, about the series, and I kind of wanted to add a little bit into that really. So I'm one of those people that actually, when I was born and when I was a kid, I didn't actually have a doctor because it was off the TV, so obviously I just sort of watched it on BBC Two, the repeats on BBC Two, and watched them as a kid. But then really got into it in 96 when the Paul McGann TV movie came out, and that's kind of when I really got into Doctor Who. But I actually had to wait 9 years for them to actually reboot the series, if you like, or continue the series, sorry, if you like. So what I thought I'd talk about today is obviously season 11 with Jodie Whittaker. At the moment it's getting a lot of criticism for a few different reasons really. One of them is the writing, one of them is the pace of the stories, the other is that the series is being criticised for being too PC. And another one that I've seen is criticism of some of the acting in the show. Refreshingly, there hasn't been any criticism of Jodie Whittaker, and actually my view on her performances so far is actually I think she's been excellent. I think she's brings a lot of high energy to the role. Her doctor's a little bit quirky, quite funny, and I like those. I like that kind of her take on the character. But I think the problem with her energy as the character highlights the one major problem for the show for me, and that's the fact that actually the episodes are really slow, they're really plodding, and not an awful lot seems to be happening really. There's been a lot of episodes where there's been an awful lot of sitting around talking, and not enough running away from monsters and not enough action. The last episode, they literally spent about 20 minutes in a warehouse, packing boxes, sorting out different items, cleaning. 20 minutes? I just think you need to get there faster. You know, Doctor Who is supposed to be a high energy, high action show. And that's just not happening at the moment. But that's not, you know, that's not Jodie Whittaker's fault. Like I said, she's excellent in the role, I think. And it's quite frustrating that you can see there's so much more potential for her doctor, that the writing of this season just isn't unlocking that. And normally it takes actors about a season to get fully into the role of the doctor and really find their doctor. But actually it's the other way around this time. She's hit the ground running, and the writers really need to catch up with that. And I worry that they're not doing that at the moment. Like I said, the episodes have been really slow, and her high energy really does highlight that a lot. But what I would say is that my criticism of season 11, I've been pretty critical of quite a few of the seasons, actually, since season 6. Season 6 for me was a peak in Doctor Who. That was sort of the peak season. And I think that actually it's been steadily going downhill since then. Matt Smith is my favourite Doctor without a shadow of a doubt. But even I'll admit, season 7 was dreadful. It was absolutely terrible, which was such a shame for Matt Smith's final full season. That was a real shame, and that was terrible. Peter Capaldi's 3 seasons, his take on the character was ruined a lot by the writing. It was very inconsistent writing. Season 8, his take on the character is very sort of grumpy, very serious, kind of, you know, no frills. And then season 9 rolls around, and in the opening episode, he arrives sitting on a tank playing a guitar, and I'm pretty sure he's wearing sunglasses. It's like he regenerated between season 8 and season 9. And unfortunately, that's what Capaldi's run was. It was unfortunately a mishmash, and he was let down, and I actually didn't like Capaldi's run at all. I did start to like it once I watched the DVDs and sort of, you know, could kind of get a little bit into his take on the character towards the end, but he was really let down. I think actually Jodie Whittaker is in real danger of that too. She's in real danger of being let down like Capaldi, because at the moment, Chris Chibnall, the new showrunner, we seem to have got Chris Chibnall of Broadchurch season 2, which anyone that's seen Broadchurch season 2 was terrible, and what we wanted was Chris Chibnall of season 1, because Broadchurch season 1 was absolutely amazing, but we just seem to have got, I'm not really sure what he's thinking actually. I can't imagine the show is supposed to appeal to a Broadway range of audience. I can't imagine it appeals to kids very much at the moment, simply because of the fact it's just a little bit boring. Not a lot's happening. And I think they've made another big misstep for me. Chris Chibnall has said that the Doctor isn't going to face any of her most famous enemies. And they're all going to be new enemies. So that means there's going to be no Daleks, no Cybermen, or no Master, the three sort of major villains of Doctor Who. But I think the problem is, for me, the Doctor's not the Doctor until she faces the Daleks, because the Daleks bring out something in the Doctor that you don't see when he or she faces any other enemy. You see the Doctor is quite scared of the Daleks, quite sort of nervous. It brings out the Doctor's hatred. You really see the character's hatred for that race. It makes the Doctor more unpredictable. It makes the Doctor take more risks. And it brings a very different element to any Doctor that's faced the Daleks. And I think it's a real, real misstep that you're not going to see Jodie Whittaker take on the Daleks in her first season. Christopher Eccleston, the Ninth Doctor, he took on the Daleks pretty early in his run. David Tennant, 10, took on the Daleks pretty early in his run. Matt Smith also took on the Daleks pretty early in his run. And I think it's quite important for the Doctor to do that. Like I said, it brings a different element to the character. And actually, for Jodie Whittaker, kind of, it would just showcase a bit more of her talent. That she's not really getting the chance to do at the moment. You see little glimpses of it, but it's just not enough. I do feel she's been let down by that. There's been a little bit of criticism about kind of the rotation between a kind of a history show and a sci-fi show. They're kind of rotating shows. I don't really have a problem with that, to be honest. I think that's quite cool. I do quite like the adventures that are set in some kind of historical time period. The next one coming up is about the witch trials, so that should be pretty cool. So I actually don't really have an issue with that. Again, my issue is they're just slow, and I keep coming back to this, that the episodes are just slow and plodding. But that's not the actor's fault. You know, that's not Jodie Whittaker's fault. That's not Bradley Walsh's fault. You know, Mandip Gill or Tushan Cole, it's not their fault. It's just the way it's been written. And the last criticism of this season of Doctor Who is that it's too PC. I think anyone that's ever watched an episode of Doctor Who would know what the Doctor stands for. And, you know, the Doctor stands for, he or she fights for equality, fights for what's right. That's kind of the character's MO. It's been the character's MO for 55 years. The show is PC because that's what the Doctor stands for. And whether people say it's too PC or not, well, don't watch it. That's what the character's always been. It's always been about injustice. It's always been highlighting social injustice. You know, that's what the character does and that's who the character is. And I don't really get that criticism. And I've seen a lot of people on Twitter saying, oh, I feel like Doctor Who's preaching to me. Well, actually, I don't feel like it's preaching to me. So I kind of think if you're there watching any TV show, actually, if you're watching any TV show and the message is making you feel uncomfortable and you feel like you're being preached at, maybe you should consider why you feel that way. What is it about yourself that the TV show is highlighting? Maybe you should consider that. That's my view on the PC nonsense that people are coming out with. But I am concerned that the episodes have been slow. I am concerned that there are starting to be rumours that Jodie Whittaker is going to leave after her second season. And unfortunately, with these rumours, a lot of the time they're true. And I think that if she gets to leave without having a proper good go at it, I think it's a real shame. I don't think two seasons is a good run. I think, you know, three seasons, it seems to be the norm of what quite a lot of actors do in the role, not just modern actors, but historical as well. They seem to go for sort of the three seasons. And I think also, actually, if she was to leave after season two, being the first female doctor as well, that's not a good look for the show either. Like, I don't know, I'm not sure what I mean by that really, but I just don't think it's a good thing that we've got a trailblazer in Jodie Whittaker who feels that she has to leave. I'm not sure that's a good look for the show. But I do hope that season 12 is more high energy. They need to write to the Doctor. They need to write to that version of the Doctor. And Jodie's Doctor is high energy, a little bit quirky, a little bit jokey. They need to write to that and not kind of just generic plodding, let's sit around for 20 minutes painting each other's hands and playing cards and packing boxes and looking at little spiders in a lab. You know, you need to do more. You need to get more energy into that. And I hope that they do that in season 12. And I hope that the rumours of Jodie Whittaker leaving aren't true. And I hope she does at least three seasons. And obviously there'll be a couple of specials within that New Year's Day specials, sorry, it looks like now. But hopefully she gets a good crack at it. But she needs to face the Daleks at some point, and very quickly. And I'm guessing that's not coming in this season, because Chris Chibnall's already said it's not, and there's been no hints or rumours that it will be. But hopefully they can turn this around and get Doctor Who back on the upward scale, because like I said, this isn't a Chris Chibnall, Jodie Whittaker pop, because I think it's been going downhill since the end of season 6, really. And I do hope that they can turn that around, because I don't want to see the show cancelled, because it is one of my favourite shows. I love watching it. I've bought all the DVDs. You know, I've been to Doctor Who Experience twice in Cardiff. I've got loads of the merchandise. I'm a big fan, and I don't want to see this show disappear from the TV. All right, thank you very much.